This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Getting an undergraduate degree is normally thought of as a four-year affair. But in Wisconsin, it takes on average 4.5 years for college students to graduate. For students who start school without deciding on an official major, spending extra time and tuition money can become more likely. A new program at Mount Mary University in Milwaukee is helping freshmen figure out which major might be right for them while staying on track to graduate in that 4 years. It's called the Compass Program, and it officially kicks off later this month. Wendy Weaver is the Dean of Humanities, Social Sciences, and Interdisciplinary Studies at Mount Mary University. Wendy, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Well, tell us about the Compass Program. Why did you all at Mount Mary decide you needed this effort to help undeclared students?
Well, for several reasons. First of all, it is the most popular major in the nation, and there are quite a few students who are undecided or undeclared, and so that's why we did it.
And I understand that, and it makes sense, if people are kind of fumbling around trying to figure out their major the first year or two, maybe that makes that four-year deadline for graduation not happen. It makes them stay in college longer.
That's true. That can happen, but we want to prevent them from fumbling around. And I'd first like to say that the undecided student, the undeclared student, isn't necessarily someone with no interest or has no idea. Usually they have multiple ideas that they're excited about, a lot of things, maybe every class they take, perhaps. And so it's that decision-making and discerning process. And some majors are very sequence-oriented, where if you don't start early, you wouldn't finish in the 4 years. So we want to get a jump start on that decision-making process with them.
So how are you doing that? If I'm a Compass student coming in, what do I get?
Well, the first thing you get, this sounds like a game show. The first thing you get is a 3-day jump start. We have you come in early, and we work together as a cohort of students and career specialists and faculty to do discernment activities, to do assessments, and also fun activities together, and to see what's possible when you're doing like problem solving and gaming together. You learn about yourself.
Yeah, do a lot of students coming out of high school, you said they're excited about a lot of different things, but I know they may have no idea what kind of career they want to pursue. Is that what you start to help get them rolling on?
Yes. To link their interests with what may become a vocation or a calling. And we have the jump start, and then they move into the first semester where they're taking a career exploration class and also classes directed at possible meta majors or general areas to get their feet wet in areas that they're interested in to see if that's really where they want to go. And then also a follow-up the second semester with another, just a one credit. We have lots of outside activities as well for them, again, to get their feet wet in certain areas so that they can make a good decision.
Yeah, talk about those meta majors. What kind of clusters or clumps of majors might be put together into one of those?
Well, a lot of them cross over, but I would say there's some that are geared towards the sciences, some towards art and design, some towards liberal arts. Those are large areas, but there are even smaller directions within each of them. For example, in the sciences, might it be natural sciences? Might it be health sciences? And within the health sciences, you get narrower and narrower and narrower from there.
And I imagine if I'm doing this, I'm still taking some of my basic requirements in that first year, right?
Absolutely. It's a cohort model. So they'll be in classes progressing towards a degree the entire time. Yeah.
How have students responded to this so far?
They've been excited. It hasn't started yet, but some students are already identifying as the Compass year, even though it hasn't been rolled out. They're undeclared,
right,
and they're already wanting to be a part of it because we've had pieces of this in place all along, which is why it's such a good fit for Mount Mary.
Yeah, are you reaching out to high school students who are maybe incoming now to
yes,
the seniors who are coming in next year?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what are the goals? Once you get this in place, what are your hopes for the Compass program?
Our hopes are that the students find where they really fit. that they find their calling, so to speak. I know that that's loaded language, but we want them to find fulfillment in the workplace as well as marketable skills for the workplace. And so that's what we hope for every student.
Where did the idea for this come from? Because as I understand it, this is the first of its kind in the Midwest. Do I have that right?
Well, that's it's the first one that we know of. We were doing a lot of research, and a lot of different places have pieces of this, but they don't have all of the best practices all circled together, pooled together into one program. And the idea came from our new president. This is her second year in office. President Christine Farr, she brought it to us. And then we had a task force work on it for a year, and here we are.
Now, there might be out there listening, freshman college students or seniors getting ready to go to college or their parents. Maybe they're not at Mount Mary, but they're thinking, yeah, this is me. I'm undeclared. I'm confused, and I'm really worried about the fact that I don't know what I want to do. What would you say to them?
I would say this is a very natural fear. I think that's one of the stigmas we're trying to destigmatize. It's, well, when you first come to college, you're meeting dozens of people every day, and the first two questions you're asked are, what's your name and what's your major? And if you don't have an answer to that second question, you just feel like you don't have a way to connect to other people. Like if you were, oh, I'm a biology major. Oh, me too. I wonder if we have a class together. There isn't that kind of sense of belonging that's very important to student success.
We'll leave it there for now, Wendy. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Wendy Weaver is the Dean of Humanities, Social Sciences, and Interdisciplinary Studies at Mount Mary University in Milwaukee. She was with us to talk about the school's new Compass program, which helps freshman students undecided on a major figure out what they want to do. Coming up, we'll hear from a Wisconsin woman using her sewing skills and compassion to make dolls for children nationwide who don't usually see themselves in the dolls on the market. That's coming up on Central Time.